record button. So we have Bus on the call, Helga and Kristen so far, and so I'm sure that other people will join, but let's just get started. Bus, you're at the top of the list, so let's get started with you today. Hi, Bus.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how about you?
All good, perfect, thank you.
Good.
So happy Easter to everybody, first of all.
Oh yes, happy Easter. Hey, I saw the images on your that you shared. It looks great.
Yeah, I thought I kept it very simple, so I decided to make a separate website to host all my courses that I will make and just start with one. And I thought I can do this all on this this same topic. I call it self-mastery, and I thought I can start with this first program, but I can use a lot of different programs under that name, actually. So I just host them on a separate website.
Oh, nice.
And I just made that design. It's very simple, but it works, and it actually looked okay, even though it's so simple. I thought, oh, it's actually fine. It's okay.
Yeah, it looks pretty professional.
Yeah, so I thought that, because I have my own website anyway, with my blog and everything that I use to attract people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just host my courses on this one. So it doesn't need to be it's not going to be the site that's going to attract new people or something,
right?
Because that's my other side doing. This is just to host all the courses that I have, where people log in to access the program. So I thought it's fine enough. I just want to get it online and not care too much about the design. Just get it done and start making money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the rest will come later. So I tried a couple of plugins for the program, but finally I used Wishlist Member because it was
okay.
So that's all working fine. So I got my whole module run is ready.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like 3 video scribe movies that I made. I have some audio. I have a couple of PDFs on there. So that's all going well. It's going in the right direction. Just working on creating the next modules. And I was not very happy with the audio quality I had, so I just bought a professional audio recorder.
Okay.
I think it's the one you recommended once, the Zoom
H4. Oh, yeah. Yep.
So I got that one, so I will get it tomorrow, probably. It will be delivered.
Oh, nice. Very good.
So I'm going to use that one for my audios.
Yep.
And I have a couple of videos I need to shoot where I need to shoot myself, so I'm still checking how I'm going to do that. Probably I just record it with an iPhone and then the audio with the Zoom recorder and see if that works.
Oh, right. Yeah, that should work. That should work just fine. Yeah. And then are you going to use a transcriber or like, how do you use a teleprompter?
Yeah, there's some apps for that, right? So
right.
Should be all right. Should be able to do it like that. So I'll do some, I'll test some setups and see what works.
Right.
Works
exactly.
Better for you, but I think I'll be, should be all right after some trial, trial and error.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, like I've used the teleprompter. Like I had the teleprompter on my iPad and the iPhone was recording.
Yeah.
And the quality is like nowadays the quality of iPhone is so good anyway. And then I used the Zoom for the audio and I just edited that in afterwards. Works perfectly.
Okay. And that Zoom, you could record that from a little distance. It doesn't matter, I think, right? When there's like a meter in front of you or so.
Right. If it's like a meter in front of you or to the side of you, that's fine. You just need to change the settings. We did like a recording, a trial recording from, I think, about 6 or 7 meters not too long ago. And then the sound got really hollow, but you can change the settings on the Zoom to adjust for that as well. So you just have to you get a like a manual with it, and then that should be fine.
Yeah, I'll do some tests. I'm happy to. I'll be glad when I see you tomorrow. You know, guys are always happy when they receive a gadget. So.
Right, exactly.
Something to play with.
Exactly.
So that will
Yeah.
be,
That's
I
gonna
think
be
that will be,
fun.
yeah, exactly. So no, that's going fine. So my goal is to have like three complete modules ready of the course. Probably I have like seven or eight in total for the first. When I have three ready, I just want to start promoting more heavily and start with the Facebook ads and stuff. I did that before now with other products in the past, so that should be all right to do some test some landing pages and probably give something for free, create some report or some video series or something. I'll to get that started. But like I said, my first goal is to have three modules of my course online, and then I can start promoting it and maybe do a couple of tests or just give it to a few clients that I already have right now that are doing the live coaching and let them go through it and test it or just to get some feedback.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And then they can refer as well. That'll be
Yeah,
good. Yeah.
exactly.
That's what I did in the beginning. I gave free subscriptions.
Okay.
And that helped with having people on the calls, and it also helped with getting the word out. So, and that
True.
like it was like maybe a month before, like yeah, it took a month before I started to get paid clients in.
Okay. Yeah,
So.
that's as long as we are, getting some people in and getting my name out, and
Yeah.
it's fine. I have one thing that I can want to ask you maybe, because what I'm
Yeah.
thinking of, because I was thinking about doing the same thing as you're doing, like have a group call like every week, every 2 weeks or so with people. But what I'm doing, so I'm mainly focused on people who are a bit stuck in their job or, don't know what they want in life, don't know what their passion is, so they really don't see any options about what else to do. They don't have a lot of confidence. They don't see a good future in front of them. They only see problems. They don't see any options for them. And the thing is, if I have more people in a program like that, I'm not sure if they're all very happy to talk about their personal stuff if I put them together in a call, because it's some it's people struggling with things and very often, confidence issues. And I'm thinking like, yeah, maybe they're not really happy if I have a couple of people in the call to openly discuss their issues.
I think that obviously with coaches, I have it pretty easy because they're used to sharing. But even then, I have clients who are afraid to bring up coaching topics or and whenever I get a client, I pre-frame that. I make that either, and I've been actually recently thinking of changing my contract and because I'm going to do the online med coach training, and that comes with their people are new. They're not co. They're they have done NLP, but they're not meta coaches. That's going to be a little bit scarier for people to do coaching in front of others, and so that's where you have to do a lot of pre-framing. So, and what I mean by that is let them know up front the benefits of sharing. And that's a not necessarily a requirement, but by sharing, they can actually learn from others, and others can learn from them as well, that it's a safe environment. So that I think they could really benefit from listening to others and hearing, and then if you facilitate that and you take a few people. That you kind of coach in a call, and then give them, listen for patterns. So are they doing all or nothing thinking? Are they making things pervasive? Are they thinking in either or?
Exactly, yeah.
And then you can relate that to, okay, other people are going to have the same thing.
Exactly. That's a good one indeed. Yeah.
So.
That's a good one. Reframing.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I think I will just need to test it and see how that will go.
Yeah.
And then,
so
I mean,
do
the worst
that
case.
Also in your contract, because it, you know, and write it in such a way that it's how do you say that? What's the word for that? That it still feels safe.
Okay.
But that they know what they can expect, because if they don't know, then that can cause a problem for you, because then you might have people who want to back out, and now you can then refer back to, hey, but this is what you agreed to, and then you can call them on it.
That's a good one. But that's another question that now comes up about the contract. You had some way of doing that digitally, right? What was the method you used for those contracts?
I used EchoSign, which was an Adobe product, which works actually really fine. I just, because with all of those added applications online, this was like $10 a month, I think.
Okay.
Maybe a bit more. Which is not so much, but they add up. So I went back to just, nowadays, if you send a PDF, people can sign online. So
they can sign PDF online, really? Okay.
Yeah. If they're, I know at least in preview on the Mac,
yeah.
They can annotate, it's called annotate, and
yeah.
Then basically they can just use the pad to sign their name, and so everything can still be done online.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay.
And you can just let them know the steps, you know, if you send the PDF, and you can let them know the steps, so it saves you some money. I mean,
yeah, true. It does add up, all those tools, yeah.
Right.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, I think, yeah, for the rest for me, it's okay right now. I haven't gone through the last one or two modules
okay.
yet on the program, because I'm not doing any, not focusing at more calls right now or doing any advertising yet, but I will go
right.
through them very soon. So I just really want to get that thing online.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And work from there.
Yeah.
So that's it from my side. Thanks.
Very cool, Bas. And what is your website name for the for your modules?
It's called Self-Mastery. Self-mastery. I'll type it.
Okay, cool. Kristen was asking that.
Oh, I see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah. And Kristen also is asking what a teleprompter is. So Kristen, a teleprompter is a screen that you have behind the camera or above the camera. A lot of the time, it's like a kind of like a transparent screen where the camera shoots through, and then you can read the text. So basically, then when you're filming, you can just read the text, and it looks like you're talking to the audience at the same time. So that really helps with, rather than memorizing all of the lines as you do the video, you just have that text, and it scrolls as you read through it. So that works pretty well. All right. Well, thank you, Bas.
Yeah, thank you, Funke.
So next up is Helga. Helga, how are you?
Yes, can you hear me? I hear you a little not so very clear.
A bit soft.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. It's a little bit soft, but not bad.
Yeah, I have the same equipment, so we try. I work in a way with my ideal clients, or more precise, I work with how to get in to organizations and teams to get clients, ideal or not, in order to get income.
Yes.
And I have worked on expanding meta programs, so I have made belief of how I can do it better.
Okay.
So when I expand my meta programs into more both and continuum and more option, go more away from procedure and towards option.
Yep.
And make it more playful. Flexible dance than rigid or stiff, then it's much easier for me to match, and then lead.
Okay.
So very good. Think I'm improving when I do that.
Nice.
So at Wednesday, I will have a meeting with an organization where at least one of the persons are a leader that I would like to have as my customer. And I will in some days have a meeting with three persons that will, where I will be a consultant. They have asked me to be their consultant. And when I present my results, I will try how I can make them experience what it is when I use meta coaching tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that it's a large struggle for me, and I hope that is a right way, because for me it's a question how to find my ideal clients, or how to find my clients. So I think these are steps that I try, and I have this frame. In one way, I can be my English words are not precise on this. So how to be polite in one way to be that is to match them. And not be aggressive or arrogant on the other side.
Right.
Because I want results, so I have to do something. But this balance I'm working with. And I think to work on some of the meta programs is an okay way for me to see the other possibilities.
Yeah.
So, for instance, this meeting with three persons, if I am too slow or too polite, I will not get results. And if I go too fast and I invite them to write on the wall is one thing, and the next is I would like to invite them to come into the floor and see how what I have done as a consultant they can use in self-actualizing quadrants in the Disney process. I want to invite them so they can experience what resources I have to add to them that they don't know. But if I do it too fast, they will say, no, 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 stop. That is not what we want. Go.
Right, yeah.
So I think the model of match, and then lead is a belief that will help me to
absolutely
to expand some of my meta programs. So it is easier for me to be flexible and playful and say, okay, you are asking for that. Maybe if you do something like this. So then I feel I'm on the right track, I think.
Yeah, nice. Very good, Helga.
And what you can help me with. That is always very many things.
Yes.
my website is has been very at 50-60% of what I like. It is not good enough. For 2 months when I went into this new WordPress, etc. Jason helped me. I was very happy with that. And I think today I've used 4 hours with the support groups, and it goes very slowly. So my balance is to work more on preparation for the meetings, so that I will test how I get the clients more than make my website very perfect.
Right. So yeah, I think that's a good focus.
I have my own website for 15 years, and I have always controlled it and had it rather good, I think. And now it's at the level of 60% of what I like.
Okay.
So I feel that's a struggle inside me, but I think I make it okay to say it is not good enough, and that is okay. It's only at 60%. It will be at 100%, but now I have to get customers.
Right. Yeah. That's so, that's the main focus, and it sounds like most of, because you do a lot of networking events, and you know, you have a lot of meetings. Yeah. So I think that would definitely need to be your focus more than your website right now.
Yeah. So, and I feel I'm doing that. That is the balanced. That is okay for me to do more on finding how to get the customers. So I like this different concepts. So one thing is get in. You get into a company. Oh, wow. You get a meeting, and you have to present, and you will be there for 1 hour and do some things. So how to do that? So I trigger them to invite me to make them my customers.
Yeah.
So one is to get in to a team, and then you do that. And other times I have introductory sessions that I invite leaders, and I say I will have introductory sessions for several people or for one person.
Yeah.
So that is another way than to get into a board meeting or executive meeting in a business company.
Yeah.
So get in is one thing, and introductory session is another thing. And so to make a program is a third thing. And so to do the coaching is a fourth thing. But I see when I'm very good, I manage to mix it. So when I get in, I can also reframe that to, in fact, function as an introductory session because of my
of course,
listening and question and etc. So this to be flexible, have different models, and be flexible to take the initiative. I like this perspective.
Yeah, nice.
So what you can help me with is to support me like you do now. It helps for me to get these things out, because I have used a lot of hours for months with these things and put words on it. And you another time you said I said to you, when I match and then lead, it will be much easier. So to find some of these beliefs and strategies. So so maybe I have a confusion. What is to get in? What is to have an introductory session? I maybe have a stiff definition of what this is. So
yeah, I mean, if you get into a company, you're gonna have an introductory session with them, and that's still gonna follow the same steps as a one-on-one introductory session, where you basically figure out what is the present state, what is your desired state, what is the gap, and how can I bridge that gap for you? And that that's like, and because I like what you're saying about the matching, and that's that first part, you all you do is match, 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 match. That's the main focus. And then you step into your expertise. And this is, I think, also really critical. I've had clients, you know, in working with leadership teams, I've had people like clients say, well, we want to do the MBTI. And then I can let them know, okay, MBTI has these advantages, but for what you want, it's not going to be a good fit. Or, oh, you know what? You know, this is what companies a lot of the time do. They say, you know what? We need a time management training. Okay, do you really need to figure out, like, what is urgent and what is a priority? Do you really need to figure out time management? Or do you need to change your relationship with time because you don't learn that in a time management training? So my job, and that's what I say right at the beginning, and you establish that expertise. My job is to figure out what your problem is and then to analyze what it is that you need, because a lot of the time, the solution that you think as a company that you think you need is not, doesn't solves, focuses on the symptom and not on the actual problem. And I think if you also share that to let them know, hey, this is my expertise. You guys have your expertise. My expertise is to figure out what is the problem behind the problem. And that's what we need to be focusing on. That being able to explain that establishes your authority, which, you know, so you need to match, but you also need to establish authority through your questioning.
Yeah. I write.
Yes, very good.
It is a moral or integrity congruent question for me, because my reputation and people I know, they know me as expert in my consultant food history, organic food, etc. for many years. So I have a struggle inside myself when they ask me to be a consultant, and I want to help them with meta coaching, and they don't know what it is. I have inside me a feeling I am unpolite towards them because they ask me to be consultant, but I want to reframe. And if they don't want me to reframe, then I am unpolite. And that is a question of match, match, match.
Okay.
And if I match, match, match too much, I will only be a consultant, and I will contribute all the abundance I have with these meta coaching tools.
Exactly. And so it's also a question. Integrity. It's also a question, Helga, how you define your role as a consultant. Because initially, any salesperson is a consultant. You consult on the solution.
Yeah.
So, and that's really how I shifted for myself, because I have a background in accounting and finance. So that's what I was asked to do a lot, is to, you know, build cost pricing systems and stuff like that. In my expertise, in my knowledge, I would say, okay, this is what we can do. Then there is also another layer, and that really has to do, like, if you can do that congruently and say from the start, okay, I know this is what you asked for, but what I want to do is do a problem analysis, because because a lot of the time, like, if you know, no one can argue with getting the results that they want, right? So you can ask that question. So getting the results that you want, you hire me for a specific purpose. So let's figure out that purpose, and then let's take a look at what is needed based on my expertise.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
You said consult on solution. What did you mean with that? That you had been asked for consult on solution. Did you like it or not like it? What was that?
So so a lot of the time the clients, they come up with a solution, but that solution is not actually the solution. It's like with coaching. If you have a coaching client and they tell you the symptom and they want that symptom fixed. If you do that, you're not doing them any favors.
Okay.
Because you don't get to that leverage point for change. And so that's where as a consultant you need to advise and maybe do a little bit of training so that your client understands, hey, listen, we're like, hey, I can do this, and you can give them the choice. I can do this, I can solve this problem for you by the solution that you want. Or we can actually take the time to look at what it is that you're struggling with, what it is that you want, and I can advise you what would be the best solution.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so what a consultant does.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. So I see when they have my expertise in the content, I ask them, how can you use my expertise when you are creating a new market or when you are launching your new organic food product? So then I can have other questions, so I can ask how they can use the new expertise I have to make it much better than their competitors, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see something there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Does that help?
So, yeah, it helps, and I see time and again, I am struggling with my identity. So how to make my identity as a coach stronger? That is my KPI. Yeah, for a long while.
Yeah, exactly. Have you?
Okay. Yeah.
So perhaps it's, you know, it would be good to be coached on that.
In some way, yes, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thank you, Helga.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay, next up, Karin. Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Today I had a really breakthrough working with my websites, and and finally got this call for action to work, I've learned that it's very good to always to ask some questions and not to feel dumb, because I've felt so stupid not to understand how I got it right, but then I got the courage, I wrote it at Facebook, and I had a very nice talk with Kristin today, and she helped me through step by step, and also by your information step by step. So I'm really happy, I'm very eager to now go forward.
Good, that's good to hear.
Yes, very good. So now I have to refine my pages to see that it all fits together.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can hopefully launch my website in the middle of April. I said that I was going to launch my website in the middle of March.
Yeah.
But It takes time when I'm eager to do everything and learn everything. I also decided to, since I'm working with a lot of authors, I'm always trying to find new projects and new talents. I've decided to also to take a course that I will be more confident speaking and offering as a speaker to different, what's it called, places where my customers can meet and to make them aware that they can write their own book.
Yeah.
So that will be a win-win situation also with my publishing company and of course also with my my own
yourself.
Company.
Yeah, very good. Nice.
Yeah.
And did you get the autoresponder to work with MailChimp and the button that you were asking
about?
Yes. Oh, good.
And so now I see a lot of new possibilities.
Oh, nice. I like it.
Really, that was a high five to me.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. High five. Two high fives.
Yeah. So it takes time. I'm not a very patient person, but I have learned that I have to just be patient and do it step by step.
Okay.
And,
very good.
For help and always ask questions because we are on different level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is I've. And also that I really would like to go and meet people and to say, hey, I'm interested in publishing and to really step forward and say that, and then I might be, then I have to have two hats because I still work in a publishing company. I'm always eager to find a bestseller. But I'm also very eager to find the people that they haven't got the guts to go forward and say yes, I have a book to.
Yeah, exactly. So you can go out and get clients even before your website is done.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, that's really a case of going out and so. That's like I don't know which module it is, but really kind of focusing on, you know, what gets me the money today, what gets me the money tomorrow, and then I can focus on my website.
Yeah. Yes. The Easter has taught me a lot.
Very good. Anything I can help you with?
Well, right now I'm very enthusiastic about that. I found out this call for action button and how I can use it in different programs.
Very good.
All about the list and the relationship I have to the customer.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a meeting tomorrow with a small publishing company that they publish authors. And so I will have a meeting with them and offer my services for them tomorrow.
Okay, very nice.
Yeah.
Very cool, Karen.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, next up is Kristen, and then we have Holly. Hi, Kristen.
Hi, everyone, and hi, five to Karin. You're getting there. And hi, Holly, and the rest of you. I have been working on making a small video scribe film because I'm working on the marketing part. Since last time I changed the Facebook ad, I made it just like offering a download I think it's quite good because my conversion rate was 22 of the clicks.
Okay.
On the ad, 22% subscribed for the download, and I don't know, is that a good? Okay.
That's not very high.
So how high should it be?
Well, how high would you like it to be? If someone clicks and you pay for that click.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of things that it could be. It could be that your ad doesn't represent enough how do I say that? That it doesn't explain well enough who it is for and what they're gonna get. So that might be it. Because if someone clicks it, they're interested. So yeah. I would want that to be at least 50%.
Yeah, from clicking from the ad and then the subscribe.
And then putting there, yeah.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're paying for clicks that are not really doing all that much.
Okay. So I need to work, yeah.
So that means that either in, like, that means that possibly your landing page is not as compelling, or there's not a good connection between your ad and the landing page. Mostly you want to use the same image on the ad and on the landing page.
I do that in also the same headline.
Yeah, so...
I need to work on the content of the landing page then.
Right, I would do that. Yeah, and really entice them to, you know, this is what you're gonna get. Sign up now.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Okay. Because I didn't run the ad in the Easter because it was so quiet here, so I just left it and I have been also writing some stuff I want to put on the blog page. Just preparing because it's all about the marketing part for me now.
Yeah.
And I need to follow up the people who has subscribed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm a little bit doubt whether I should just let it be an email or if I should give them something, or I'm a little unsure how to go forward.
Okay.
Now. Yeah. And I'm trying to relate to the progressive agreement, but maybe not getting it all together yet. So I'm a bit insecure how to go forward with the people who has actually signed. And also I have some people on to other lists, which still is on my list. So I think maybe I could do something for all of them, just putting it all together and go on talking to all of them.
Yeah.
Because I also struggling a little bit to have the like buttons and the share buttons to work, because the last, when we got these free videos from you on the right side of this landing page, or the page with the videos on, we see the Facebook box with pictures on Facebook, and I don't know how to get that into TribeTeams. I'm struggling with that.
Okay, so you don't know how to get what into TribeTeams?
When I work in TribeTeams and I want to use social media buttons, the only thing I've so far has succeeded with is to have this on the left side of the page. I have two floating icons.
Yeah.
And I see that you are having a little bit more on some of your pages when you share these free videos on Access and Change to have the Facebook more stuff on the right page.
Yeah.
Right
so.
Side. Yeah.
Let me just check which ones I have on there. So that's there. You work with widgets to create your sidebar.
Okay, so it's widgets you're using there.
Yeah, you have to, like, your sidebar are widgets. And then I have a Thrive call to action widget that you can create, and it just asks you to fill it out. You can have a custom image, etc. And then so that is one. And the other one is Facebook like box, which I think is also just part of that. So if you go to widgets in your Facebook, you'll see Facebook like like box, Facebook like button, Facebook recommendations.
Okay.
So,
I will work on that, because I want the people, when they click on my ad, I also hope that they will click somewhere else.
Right. Yeah.
Like wherever.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. I need to work on that. Let me see. I also think I need to start planning a webinar at some point.
Okay.
And what to bring into that. So what I'm hearing myself say now is I need to continue to work on the marketing funnel, on the progressive agreement, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
So I'm and because I'm also struggling a little bit still to understand how to, because the statistics in the Power Editor in the Facebook is giving me, I can see the clicks, and I can see I'm using this connection to try things to the pages, but I'm still not sure how to utilize the information I can get. And also the CEO in WordPress. I have a lot to learn still. So, but I asked Elsa, she is a marketing girl. She said she would have a meeting with me, and which she would go through my page and the content with me, and see how to optimize that in terms of which words to use. And she will help me with
that.
So,
yeah.
So actually, that's where I am, and I'm still working, and I'm happy, because even if I'm confused every now and then, and feel stuck every now and then, I know I'm on the right track, because I know, and this name of the company, this Sisu Coaching, is so important for me to have landed, because it's actually. Actually, a Finnish psychologist. She is working on a PhD on the Sisu.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I have contacted her, because I really, really like to speak to her. I'm quite happy with the things now. Yeah. I say thank you for now.
Very good. Very good, Kristen.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay,
bye.
So last one is Holly. Hi, Holly. Hello, Holly. I think you need to unmute yourself.
Yes.
Hello.
Unmuted?
Yes, you're unmuted.
Oh, can you hear my voice sparkling through?
Yes, I can.
Yes. So I'm putting my website together.
I'm
working on the content for my pages. I'm working on my bio.
Yeah.
And I got the front part of my page done, the benefit statement and a small description about what it is I can do for people.
Very nice.
So that part feels really congruent and very much in alignment with my values and what I believe. I'm really mostly just impatient with wanting to get that done, because I see so many other possibilities waiting for me. So anyway, and then I go back to just focusing on getting one thing at a time done. And counting that when I get it done.
Nice. Yeah, your homepage looks great.
Yeah, it does. What do you like about it?
I like the text. So so for the others, and there's still a few tweaks. It's roadtoadrenalrecovery.com. Let me just write that in. And it says the holistic approach to establish and maintain an energy-enhancing lifestyle. The Road to Adrenal Recovery is a step-by-step solution to heal the whole person. Identify the core blocks that prevent your recovery, clear the path, and begin to thrive from within so you can gain your health and vitality. From speaking for someone who is like suffering from adrenal fatigue, that like it really, you know, it's succinct. And at the same time, it really speaks to me. One of the things is that you might want to look at is the size of your picture. Mm-hmm. I really like it. But people need to scroll down before they can click to learn more or before they can sign up for the newsletter.
Okay.
That's the only thing that I would focus on. Like tweak
so just bit. Oh, so like making it more of one thing instead of having to scroll down so much.
Yeah, like to if you can crop that image or mm-hmm. you know, I think that would be good. But maybe other, you know, ask the others to look at it as well and give you some feedback.
I know it's a lot of scrolling down, on like an iPhone.
Yeah,
which
on an iPhone it always is, but it's a big picture.
Yeah, it's huge. So okay, I don't know how much more I could reduce it. Reduce it lengthwise or widthwise?
Height. Yeah, height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that. I can play with that. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, you're very welcome. Okay, so anything else, Holly?
No, that's all.
Okay, so you're good to go?
Yes, I am.
Okay, very good. All right, well, thanks everyone for being on the call. The call's recorded, so I will be sharing that online on the under recordings. Either today or tomorrow. So we've got a little bit of a break coming up with me being in Norway for the MetaCoach training and then also going on a honeymoon. So we're meeting again in May, halfway through May. Meantime, I'm going to be on email and on Facebook as well. So if you have any concerns, anything that you're struggling with, don't struggle for days, just reach out and connect let others and myself help you. All right, well, have fun building your business, and thanks Kristen for your comments. I will have a great journey, and I will be in touch during April, and we will meet again soon. All right. Have a great evening where you are in the world, or day, and we will speak soon. Bye.